This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. As long as we're on Twitter and its various uses, here's another one. Really, really vile and horrible harassment and abuse. The company has announced some new policies it's going to roll out to deal with that stuff. And I should say, some more new policies here, because Twitter has been down this road before with limited success. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has that one.
Lots of people on Twitter have a story. Here's Bailey Polins.
I was getting ready for class one day and saw a notification pop up, and it was someone saying he wanted to rip my face off and wear it.
Poland, who is getting her graduate degree at the University of Findlay, wrote the book Haters, Harassment, Abuse, and Violence Online. For 18 months, tweets like that polluted her feed and the feeds of her friends.
Well, I've had many friends just stop using the service entirely or never start because they know that that's out there.
Twitter seems to be getting the message. This week's announcement to crack down on abusive content and behavior, like making it harder for banned people to sign up again, is seen by some analysts as the most serious step the company's taken to address harassment. It's a good business move, too, says Wedbush Securities' Michael Pachter, considering the anemic growth in Twitter users, just about 1% a quarter.
The only way that they get a bigger valuation is if they, you know, somehow convince investors that they are a growth company again. And the only way they're going to grow is if they can convince people to use the service.
On its website, the company wrote it promises to continue to roll out changes to make Twitter a more hospitable place. Twitter declined to go on the record for this story. Jacqueline Friedman, the former head of Women Action Media, says if Twitter were serious about the abuse problem, the company would be throwing resources at it.
Silicon Valley has invented a self-driving car. If they wanted to come up with sophisticated ways to combat harassment and abuse, they would.
Friedman says one simple solution is for Twitter to hire more moderators who can police communication. She says that's something that could happen today. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.